Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday evening, April 14th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of government and politics news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is Frequency Forward Files, FCC petition to block Sinclair broadcast license transfers for five stations. Frequency Forward has filed a petition to deny, asking the FCC to block the transfer of broadcast licenses from Sinclair Inc. to Rincon Broadcasting Group. The complaint alleges that Sinclair has used shell corporations to evade ownership rules and misled regulators about its control over local TV stations. Frequency Forward argues that Sinclair's deception should disqualify them from holding licenses and calls for a hearing. The petition criticizes the FCC's 2020 consent decree with Sinclair, claiming it was an inappropriate resolution. The license transfers in question involve five Sinclair stations, including KHQA in Quincy, Illinois, and WVTV in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Frequency Forward aims to ensure that the public airwaves are used by companies operating with honesty and integrity.
Peru officially inaugurates pavilion at Expo 2025, Osaka Kansai. Peru officially inaugurated its national pavilion at Expo 2025 Osaka Kansai, showcasing the country's rich cultural and natural heritage. Led by Minister of Foreign Trade and Tourism Desilu Leon Champen, the opening ceremony highlighted Peru's participation in this global event. With the theme Infinite Possibilities, the pavilion integrates tradition, innovation, and sustainability, presenting Peru as an opportunity-rich nation. Guests can explore exhibitions like The Treasures of the Lord of Sipan and enjoy gastronomic demonstrations featuring iconic dishes like ceviche and pisco sour. The official mascot, Pucarachan, symbolizing prosperity and protection, commemorates 150 years of diplomatic relations between Peru and Japan. The Peru Pavilion invites visitors to discover the country's unique blend of ancient traditions, natural wonders, and modern innovation, reflecting Peru's vision of a sustainable future full of infinite possibilities.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.